You're listening to SBS News.
Australia has committed to the Global Ocean Alliance, a worldwide bid to protect at least 30% of the world's ocean by 2030. The United Kingdom is leading the alliance, which aims to safeguard about a third of ocean in marine protected areas over the nine-year period. Earlier this year, the UK's International Marine Minister, Zach Goldsmith, told the Cleaning Up podcast this is a wider global issue.
I would say most, if not many, I would say most of the members of that campaign are either climate vulnerable or developing nations. It's not, you know, a bunch of colonial countries wagging their finger.
Environmental groups have commended the Australian government for joining the International Alliance. But the Australian Marine Conservation Society's chief executive, Darren Kindley Sides, says collective action on climate change is also needed.
So the Great Barrier Reef has been a marine protected area for over 30 years. That's an area where we manage and protect the wildlife. And you can see the benefits there. But, you know, the Great Barrier Reef is really well managed, and that's helped it to cope with the myriad pressures it's under from climate change and from water pollution. So without it being a marine park, it would be in much worse condition today.
The UK says the alliance was launched in 2019 at the UN General Assembly to drive urgent action. Greenpeace Australia's Nellie Stevenson is warning ocean wildlife is being harmed and the Great Barrier Reef in Queensland is being devastated.
It's a crucial first step to not only ensuring that our oceans are protected from the worsening impacts of climate change, but that marine wildlife is protected from poaching, overfishing and habitat destruction.
The other nations involved in the alliance include Vanuatu, Maldives and Chile. Mr. Kinley-Side says an international approach is crucial for the future health of the Great Barrier Reef, which has issues with water quality.
That time frame, this decade, you know, really is a critical time for averting the crisis facing our oceans, and so we think it's an appropriate time frame. And it's really important to have a global target. And without a target, there's nothing people can get in behind and pull together towards.
Australia has one of the largest networks of marine protected areas in the world, covering 3.3 million square kilometres. Federal Environment Minister Susan Lee says the nation has already exceeded its own local target of 30% of oceans being formally protected. The government adds it wants to set an example to international neighbours through stepping up and working together because the global economy depends on it. And environmental campaigners agree, although Australia is making progress, it has a responsibility to encourage other nations to act. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.